Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to a very special Wednesday edition of Ringside Reporter Podcast. And so a lot of news has come out in the past 24 hours, the biggest of which just came out this afternoon. And so Jarrell Big Baby Miller, friend of the show, by the way, the functional 300-pounder, has been denied a license by the New York State Athletic Commission. This is a tough one, man. This is a very tough one here. The New York State Athletic Commission has denied Jarrell Miller's professional boxing license due to failing his drug test. Came out last night that he popped for a drug called GW-1516. All right. Now, that's the one he tested positive for. Now, what we know about this, we also know that Jarrell Miller, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, tweeted that he was 315 pounds already. So, you know, what's the April, May, June? So a little less than 2 months. He 315 going in. Does that indicate that he's losing weight or he's just staying the same?
Staying the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's what it sounds like to me, but man, what do I know? So the New York State Athletic Commission, who's pretty strict, I mean, they are a very strict group of people, they denied the license and said nope. So the fight, you know, he's not fighting on June 1st. So that fight is in limbo. But the drug that he tested positive for, GW-1516, here's what we know about it. The drug is used to lose weight and enhance cardio, and it was first developed to help with diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. Now, this was developed by, obviously, big pharmacy, and it was actually discontinued in 07, in 2007, after it was linked to rapid development of cancer during trials on mice. That's insane that you'd even take this thing. You know, it's supposed to be, it sounds like some kind of like Kmart EPO or something like that. You know what I mean?
A
generic version of EPO, but go ahead.
It's a stimulant.
Yeah, yeah. So, but like I said, man, and it was so dangerous that they actually came out and said, listen, if you're going to use this and cheat with it, you better know what you're doing. And WADA, everybody has, you know, WADA, everybody has this on its banned list. It was big, I think, back in the 90s, maybe. But, yeah, man, it's not good. The fact that, like I said, man, rapid development of cancer on trials and mice, you know, those trials, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, mice don't live very long anyway. So the fact that, you know, it's causing it that fast, that's not good, man. It's not good to be taking that stuff anyway.
Well,
Bede, what's your take on this? What's your take on him?
I mean,
300-pounder.
They do these tests on rats, and what they do is, like you said, the rats are always generally sick anyways, number one. And number two, the amount of dosage they give the rats is probably 100 times, not even 10 times, like 100 times their body weight. So imagine us taking something 100, you know, in excess of 100 times of our body weight. What are the results? Now, here's what we do know. Anything that is an appetite suppressant or is a metabolizer, you know, type something that increases your metabolism, so a metabolizer enhancer, or anything that increases your performance, it's generally going to increase your heart rate. So I think the big danger here in a lot of these stimulants is the damage that they can do to someone's heart. Now, everyone's different. Everyone has different, you know, receptors, and everyone can kind of deal with certain stimulants and substances different than others. But the alarming thing about this guy is he's constantly using stimulants. And if you want to use stimulants, there's so many things you can do. You can buy caffeine capsules. You can take citrulline malate and stack it with caffeine. There's so many legal things you can do. You can take L-carnitine. You can take ginseng. All these things will help increase your metabolism and burn fat and increase your stamina if you do it the right way and take them in the right amount of dosage. So you don't have to get all of these illegal substances when there's so many other legal substances that you could still take? That, I mean, even snacks, that group Snacks there with Victor Conte, they sell a lot of good supplements. So if you want to look into getting some supplements that won't get you popping positive on PED tests, then and check out some of his supplements. But the stupidity of taking a stimulant that's illegal when there's so many other stimulants out there, you could still take citrus aurantium. You could take, L-carnitine. You know, there's a lot of other things out there on the market. Yohimbe is legal. All these things that are stimulants, if you take the right amount of dosage, I wouldn't suggest taking them long term, but taking them for a 12-week training camp or an 8-week training camp, it's fine, you know, and then you just cycle off the stuff. But I don't understand why he always finds that one ingredient that is banned, and he always ends up taking it. Why?
And this isn't the first time he's gotten in trouble for drugs. He was back in his kickboxing days. I want to say, I can't, what was the... What was the... It wasn't Glory. I don't believe it was Glory. I can't remember. I can't remember the actual name of the organization, but he was banned in there. So, B, let me ask you a question. You're our resident fitness guru here. There's always something about this I never understood. When you do cardio, the whole opposite of what you're trying to do, you want to get your heart rate up, okay? You want to get your heart rate up. That being said, you're trying to keep it at a certain spot. You know, when you do cardio, you don't want to tire out. Your goal in the cardio is to go a long distance, okay? If I take this, what does it do? It makes my heart beat faster, correct?
Yeah.
And it makes your heart beat faster. And then once you get there, you know, when you're on cardio, you don't want your heart to beat faster because you blow up faster. You run out of breath faster. What is the advantage of something like taking a stimulant and then doing something cardio-related?
I'll tell you.
Because is that what he's doing, or how is
he?
Okay.
I'll explain to you what these stimulants do. You heard of fight or flight, right? You know what fight or flight is, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the same response that you get when you take these stimulants. You're releasing adrenaline. Do you ever get really pumped up and angry? You feel your adrenaline's like pumped to like a real high level.
Sure.
And you get that kind of burst of energy when you get that, when your adrenaline's high and stuff like that. You have that sense of numbness to you. I got stabbed in the arm, and I didn't even know I got stabbed in the arm one time because my adrenaline was so high. So these guys are able to have their adrenaline raised to such levels, and this is what this does. It releases norepinephrine, and it releases these stress hormones in your body, the fight or flight stress hormones in your body. And when these are released, it's almost like you're in a zone. Like you could train at a high level and not get fatigued. So the danger in this is, yeah, this is the catch-22. If you're taking enough that your body can handle and you can burn through it, that's great. But the problem is with these stimulants is, if one is good, then someone will say, well, two is better, or four is better. And then once you do that, that's when fatigue sets in, because that's when you overexhaust your adrenal glands, and then you can become flat. But if you take just enough, then you get that pump and you get that surge of energy. And the thing is this too, when you're on these substances and you go through a whole training camp on these substances, and then you come off these substances, you don't, in other words, these substances will take you here. I don't know if the camera's on me right now, but they'll take you here. And your starting point is here. So when you come off, you're never going to go back down here. You'll go like back, you only drop a little bit. So all the cardiovascular benefits you receive through your training after being on these stimulants carries over. But the problem is you don't want to always be pumped and hyped up like that. So if you can lower the dosages and you can cycle on and off these things, you'll be fine. But this guy's 315 pounds, and he doesn't have to make weight. So there's no need for him to take these substances in order to lose weight. What he's taking these substances for is to increase his stamina and enable him to train longer, harder, at a high level, at an intense level. So what these stimulants do is they allow you to train with intensity that you probably wouldn't have had. Now, if you wake up tired one day, you don't want to. You got to understand, these guys are training 5-6 days a week. They're doing 2-a-days. And these guys are probably training on average 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day. Who the fuck wants to do that every day? So they need, you know, a lot of times they have to take these substances to get them through a training camp. But again, like I said, there's so many other legal stimulants that you can take that are fine. You can create your own cocktail, basically, and probably get the same effect that you got from the illegal substance that you can with the legal stuff that you buy. You could take caffeine, stack it with L-carnitine, with citrulline malate, and you can take an aspirin with it, and you can get a severe pump in the gym, or a severe pump wherever you're training. You know.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, if you're doing this like legally. All right. Would they? I mean, because clearly you'd have to take more than one thing, and so in that turn you would have to stack it, I guess,
yeah,
to make it more effective.
You know what I do sometimes is I take a caffeine tablet, 100 milligrams, not crazy enough, and then I take citrulline malate. I probably put like 3 tablespoons into a shaker cup, and I pour some diet ginger ale in there, and I drink that, and I take an Advil. And I fucking can train for like an animal, and I can keep going, you know.
You're like a mad scientist, dude.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is, I was always a big kid. I was always heavy. I have no problem putting on weight, so I never worry about taking things to make me bigger. I always tried to, I had asthma growing up as a kid, so I was always looking for ways to help me with my breathing, help me with my stamina, help me lose fat. Because at this age, what do I want to do now? I want to lose fat. I don't want to weigh 300 pounds or 250 because that's gonna put a lot of stress on my joints. And at this age, my joints are already worn down as it is. So as you get older, you're looking to downsize. You're not looking to get bigger. But when you do downsize, you still want to hold on to as much lean muscle mass as you can. So at this stage, I'm always just trying to be as lean as I can and have a decent amount of muscle mass to me so that, you know, I don't look like a stick figure, but I also don't want to look like a weevil either. So I have to maintain, you know, the 16.5-inch guns.
Sure.
At this definition level.
Interesting, yes.
You know, so the only way to do that is I have to burn the fat around that muscle so that muscle can come up and say hi to everybody. So that's the amazing thing about this guy is he's taking stimulants, he's increasing his heart rate, he's doing things that you would think would burn calories and burn fat, but he doesn't lose weight. So the diet, his diet has to be, he has to be in such a caloric surplus, this guy, that it's almost impossible for him to lose, not only lose weight, but lose fat. But he does have a lot of muscle to him. He is a functional 315. But
couldn't he just like not eat? I mean, or just cut his diet down and lose weight that way? I mean, and I guess this isn't about losing weight as much as it is like, you know, gaining endurance. But how do you? I mean, again, like you got to ask yourself, like this guy is 315 and he does seem to throw a lot of shots. I mean,
well, it doesn't. You know, the problem of it is even if you do have a lot of muscle mass, case in point, Anthony Joshua, that muscle mass is requiring you to use and burn up a lot of oxygen at a very – Deontay Wilder has – people can say what they want about Deontay Wilder. He has the perfect athletic body that you could ask for because he has long
– which why I don't know why. But
he won't do that, but he'll say the same. He has those long athletic-type muscles, you know, not the bodybuilder-type – Now, Anthony Joshua, don't get me wrong, he's an explosive guy, but he's a sprinter. Deontay Wilder is a naturally gifted sprinter because he has a lot of he's gifted with fast twitch muscles. But you know what Deontay Wilder is also gifted with? Slow twitch muscle fibers. He has a good balance of slow twitch and fast twitch. That's why he's able to carry that power and not hurt guys in the 10th, 11th, or 12th round because of his stamina. Anthony Joshua, I'm not taking a shot at the guy, but he's a linebacker. He's a sprinter. He's not built for distance. He's built for explosive short bursts of energy. You know what I'm saying? So even and credit to him, he's actually starting to downsize himself because he realizes this is what I respect about Anthony Joshua. He realizes what needs to be done to compete at a high level. He's starting to realize that, you know, I need my strength, my muscle mass, and my explosiveness, but at what, you know, can I take a little bit of this size off? And he actually looks leaner now, and he still looks pretty big, but he looks leaner. I don't know if you've been looking at him. Probably don't check him out like I check him out because I have that eye for him.
I'm not peeping him out like that, man. You know, I'm just, you know, hey, look, I mean, he's a fighter, and that's all I look at. I'm not trying to peep his body out. You know,
I'm pretty secure on my own skin that I can realize.
But, you know, I mean, you're talking about dudes, you know, I'm just saying.
But back to what I was saying. Now, but you can tell that even he realizes that he can't be carrying too much weight, and the older he gets, he's going to try to pare down because the bigger you are, the more – you know, oxygen that you know your lungs are going to call for. And here's another thing that people don't realize with this whole blood doping and then this EPO. That is so fucking dangerous when you fuck around with that stuff. And I'll tell you why. Because what happens is the EPO and the blood doping increases the red blood cell count in your blood. What does that do? That makes your blood very, very thick. A lot of these guys that are fucking around with this shit, they can get blood clots. They can take strokes because you don't want your even the TRT does that. I know people that take TRT and they have to donate blood like every other month because their blood is so fucking thick because it increases the red blood cells in your blood and your yeah. and your blood is like fucking it's like ragu.
It's like the viscosity of the blood. That's very true. And that happened, like I said, man, when I was taking the testosterone or whatever. That's what he told me, and he was like, yeah, you'll have to go give blood before we give you any more because it's like, you know, it's like built up and it's like viscosity. And then I did some research on it. I'm like, you could have a heart attack from that stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, wait a minute.
So I'll stick to my caffeine and my friggin' citrulline for now. I had a guy.
And I'll tell you what, when you get on that testosterone, it's insane. It really is. I mean, you feel amazing on it.
But you do get aggressive, and you do have to worry. You do have to worry about your heart. You have to worry about taking strokes and stuff. So, I had a guy talk to me. Oh yeah, you should try some of this stuff. It's anti-aging stuff. I was like, no, I'm fine, bro.
Yeah,
I'm fine. You got to be careful because for all of the benefits that these drugs have, there's a list of side effects that they have too. So. You know, you have to ask yourself, is it worth the trade-off? And a lot of times it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
And TRT, you know what's so funny? The average person can go out and get all these things that are illegal in sports. And without batting an eye, they have no problem getting these things. But anyone can get a script for TRT, anybody. Or you can buy it yourself, and it's legal. You can go to an anti-aging clinic, and you can just buy the stuff yourself.
Well, you know what? And I'll tell you this, like in my case, all right? So I went to one of those places, like it's called some kind of tea center or something like that. So you go there, and they you know, obviously they'll run your blood and everything like that. They'll test you. And there's like some number. And if you don't reach the number, then they can't give it to you. But then they can manipulate the number. Then they can
hold
a different number. Either way, you're leaving there, you can get the shots. I mean, you'll come back in a couple of weeks and you'll get the shots or whatever.
There's always a workaround for everything.
That's kind of the scary part about going to one of those clinics is that there, you know, if you go there, there's always a workaround when you're not leaving there. You'll be low at some area they can manipulate or whatever.
Well, Well, here's another thing. Like that's those Cialis pills. That's another thing that people take now, not just for erectile dysfunction, but they take it for performance now because supposedly that's supposed to help with with performance because the blood flow gets the blood circulating
right.
to the muscles faster and helps you not fatigue as fast, right? So those are supposed to be prescribed by a doctor, but you can go on a website right now and they can sell it to you, and they have a doctor that will. All they have to do is call you and evaluate you and ask you questions, and if you answer the questions the way you're supposed to answer them, he'll coach you on how to answer them, and he can write you a script for Cialis, and that has very crazy side effects. So some people take that, they see blue spots, their legs fucking start cramping up, they get severe backaches, so. You know, you got to be careful when you take this shit or you think about taking some of these drugs because the side effects are not are very, very poor. You know, they're very bad, and you got to worry about that shit. And
any side effects from the Cialis?
Never took it because it could fuck up your vision. It could fuck up your vision.
You could actually go blind from taking Cialis.
It's a side effect. It's a side effect. So...
How ironic is that, you know?
No, because there's guys at the gym that take Cialis for performance, not for erectile dysfunction, because it gives you a pump, because it gets the blood when your blood flow into your muscles, you get that pump. So
right, yeah, you know what? And that's what I was interested in too. Like, if you do take, like, if you did take the Cialis, right? Can that help you in the gym as well? Because that's what it's supposed to do, is increase blood flow, no?
That's why people take it.
Right.
People aren't taking it for that. Go on YouTube, right, and Google Cialis for performance. There's video. There's like fucking 20, 30 videos of people making videos about it. And they're telling people, oh, this is great, this is blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but what about when you're seeing blue spots? What about when you're fucking lying in bed and your legs fucking cramp up and you're fucking... You feel fucking paralyzed. What about when you start feeling sharp pains in your back? What about all that shit? Is that worth the pump? No.
I think most people are willing to look past it. I don't know. All right. So let's talk about this before we go to the phones here. If you're on the phone, stay there. We'll be there in a minute. So the fight's off. Bottom line, fight's off. All right. So the big thing is now, will there be a fight on June 1st?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So Anthony Joshua will fight on June 1st. So let's talk about who the logical opponents are, and because Miller is out, you know, and my guess is he's going to be suspended for a year or two. And that's bad. I tell you what, Miller really screwed this up. Miller, I mean, and he's got nobody to blame but himself, but Miller screwed this up big time.
Oh yeah.
This was a big opportunity for him, and he completely blew it. Completely blew it. You know, this was his biggest payday, has a shot at the title, and you just completely jacked it up. And yeah, I'm sure they'll test the B sample. Rafael Dawkins just said, "What about the B? You know, the B sample?" They'll test the B sample, and you know what? The B sample in 99% of the cases comes back the same way. You know, in case you're confused about how they collect the B sample and what that is. When you take a drug test, you pee into a cup. They divide the cup into two portions. They test one portion and put the other one aside, okay? That's called the A sample. One is the A sample, one is the B sample. But they're both from the same place. You know what I'm saying? They're both from the same time that you peed in the cup. They just divide it, and then that's it. And so when your A sample comes back positive, you have the right to say, hey, you can go to the B sample, and they will, and it'll come back positive as well. Very rarely do they actually screw that up. But
well, did you hear this? Not to cut you off, but did you
no,
hear this? Anthony Joshua asked Eddie Hearn to get me Luis Ortiz.
I did hear that. The rumor is, though, that Ortiz is not going to be in shape by June 1st. Which I don't really get. I mean, you can start today in 6 week camp, I guess. You know.
Which today? Today is what? April what?
April 17th.
Okay.
So what is it? 6 week camp, right?
Well, let's let me see. I'll take a look at it.
Yeah.
So starts training today. it's a 7-week camp, actually.
Yeah, well, 6-7 weeks. I mean, get his people in order and stuff. You know, 6-7 weeks.
Well, the last week of the fight, they don't really train. It's like 7 weeks. It's like 6.5 weeks, close to 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So if I guess if I'm Ortiz, it's a heavyweight championship for the world. I'm taking this fight. I mean, what's a training camp? 8 weeks.
You're not rematching Wilder anytime soon.
Yeah, you're already having a hard enough time getting opponents that you want. You've been wanting this fight for the longest time.
He's 55 years old. This is his last shot, you know.
So, yeah, you got to take this fight.
Well, and Champ Life just said, and I can't verify any of this, but Champ Life just said Kanowski declined, said he won't be ready.
Well, here's the thing. Anyone that takes this fight knows that it's going to be short notice.
Yeah.
Now, is it worth taking a fight on short notice because it's a heavyweight championship of the world, or do you just pass up this golden opportunity that may not come again? And it may not come again in a lifetime, right?
This is why if you're a fighter, you have to stay ready. You have to stay ready. Shane Mosley, I think, said it best. When you're in shape, you're always ready. You know? And he's right. You're never far out of shape. You know what I'm saying? And so you can get back in there. You never know when an opportunity is going to present itself.
Well, if you and I or the regular average Joe can get to the gym 4, 5, 6 days a week themselves, why can't a fighter do that? They don't have to spar. They don't have a fight sign. They can still do cardio. They can still do conditioning. They can still shadow box. They can still hit bags. They can still, you know, do certain things.
Right.
You know, they can just do conditioning work, right? They can do core training. So I don't get it.
I don't know, man. I think that, like I said, I mean, Louis Ortiz, that's what Eddie Hearn said, the word he was getting from their camp is he suspects that they won't be ready. That's what Eddie Hearn said. Because Anthony Joshua said that was the first name out of his mouth was Louis Ortiz. Adam Kanowski, that would be a good fight. I don't know that it sells a lot of tickets, but what is it? What he said, 17,000 tickets have been sold.
Yes. Yeah. So you
got to put somebody up there, man.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you postpone it? Can you have it in the middle or end of June? Would that be stupid to do? It's impossible, right?
That was 10,000 people. He said 10,000 people from England are coming over.
And they already have their plane tickets. You can't. You're right, Aaron.
You do that now. You got to put somebody in front of them.
Yeah, because you got to do it. You can't change the date.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say the people that already bought the tickets, you could just But if the UK people already started traveling, then forget it.
Right, yeah. They've already got plane tickets booked. You got tickets bought.
Probably already took time off from work. And
100%.
Yeah, so.
You know, that's a big ask for somebody to do. So, yeah, man, that's not good. Not good at all. So, here, I'll tell you what. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to area code 209, Stockton. 209.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing? It's Paul.
What's happening, man? Paul, what's happening?
What's up, Beeb? So,
how you doing, brother?
Good, man. It's good to talk to you guys. Sorry I haven't called in for a couple weeks. I just hasn't worked out. So,
fine.
But
No worries, brother.
I was actually on the line on Sunday, and then you guys had to. I know you guys had some technical difficulties. So, real quick, are you guys familiar? There's a guy online named Cali Enigma. I don't know if you guys are familiar. But he has someone. He's close to someone in Ortiz's camp, and so what he was saying was that Ortiz asked for a contract, but AJ ended up deciding. This has all happened today, apparently. So who knows? But according to him, Ortiz wanted the fight, and he was willing to do it on short notice. But then AJ decided against going against Ortiz, because he didn't want a short camp going up against a southpaw, you know, which requires a little more time to train for, which in all honesty, that I can understand that attitude by AJ, because this is a big fight, you know what I'm saying, especially being the first one in America and all that. It would have been great, right, to see him against Ortiz, but I think it's probably going to be Michael Hunter, who just signed at DAZN like a couple days ago. So that's my guess, because, you know, it'll be in-house and it'll be easy to make the fight. And I'm wondering if Count Askey doesn't want to take the fight because he's a fat ass too, and he's a training partner with Miller. So I wonder if he's a little concerned about testing hot or whatever, you know. That's, I know it's allegedly, but it just seems very coincidental.
That's a good point. That's a good point. They are training partners, you know, and they are good friends. Now, I don't think from a friend standpoint, because Miller's going to get suspended for at least a year for this, that it's a big deal if he takes the fight, you know, and tries to become champion. But you're right. I mean, if they're training partners, you know, you don't know now. You know, now he's suspect. So what do you do?
Well, the reason why I say he's suspect, real quick, Beeb, is because, you know, like I said, Count Askey has a very similar style to Miller, right? He looks fat, out of shape, and yet this guy comes in there, like, throwing a million punches, right? I don't know. It just seems very coincidental that they fight out of the same gym. So I'm sorry, Beeb, what were you going to say?
Well, this whole Cali Enigma thing, with all due respect to this guy, I'm skeptical of it, because why would Joshua say that to Eddie Hearn, get me this guy? And then,
well, I would I'm very skeptical of anything that comes out of Eddie Hearn's mouth. That's my opinion. So my thinking was,
yeah,
I didn't buy that in the first place. So it's not just Eddie Hearn either. I wouldn't trust a lot of these promoters. You know, of course, they got a big fight coming up, and there's nothing bigger than an AJ fight. So of course, you want to put out there, hey, we're trying to get the biggest fight we can to make up for losing Miller, you know, and then at the end of the day saying, oh, he's asking for too much money or yada, yada, yada. So that's what I was thinking, man. But
I kind of think Joshua would fight Ortiz, though. I don't think he would shy away from fighting Ortiz. That's just my opinion.
But
I don't think he'd shy away at all. I don't know if there is anything to shy away from.
I mean, he saw Ortiz's last fight. I mean, he knows Ortiz. He saw the Wilder fight. He knows what he has to do. I think AJ would beat Ortiz. I mean, with all due respect to Ortiz, it may be interesting for a while, but I think he would fade. I don't think Josh would be afraid of fighting Ortiz.
So on AJ,
I'm of a different opinion. I don't think AJ's scared of Ortiz. Like, he's scared to fight him. I think he is scared, though, because Ortiz is a very tough fight, and especially, again, like the fact that he's a southpaw, which, you know, that in and of itself causes difficulties, but the fact that he's so technical and all that, again, that's what I'm saying, on a short notice, this goes both ways in this way. You know, maybe if he was an orthodox fighter, it wouldn't be such a big deal, but I do tend to believe that.
Yeah, but I mean, He still has 6.5-7 weeks to prepare for the southpaw. Number one, it's not hard to, you know, to get the sparring partners in. And number two,
yeah,
Ortiz is going to have the same. Ortiz is going to be at a disadvantage to some degree too, because he's going to have a shorter team than he would like.
But that's the point, right?
So
is that, yeah, they'll have the same time, but in a sense, Ortiz has a little. Although he won't have as long of a training camp, he's more familiar with orthodox fighters because he, you know, that's what the majority of fighters are, than AJ is with southpaw fighters, just by the nature of the way the sport is. You know what I'm saying? So, and
but,
again, that's,
but this is a
that's
guy
what
that,
I heard. So,
this,
but real quick,
guy
I just want to
talk
about. I just want to talk about that the substance, the GW 501-516. It's not actually what you think it is, Beeb. It's not a stimulant. In fact, I'm going to read something off for you real quick. What it does is, and why it's so applicable to Miller, is because what it actually does is it encourages the body to burn the fat stores. So, you know, because you burn off, as you know, Beeb, glucose and glycogen, that's the first thing your body burns off, right? And you can only store so much in the body. It's very limited as opposed to fat. So what this substance does is it encourages the body in once, or it encourages it actually to burn fat as opposed to glucose, which is why you can imagine with someone like Miller, he has plenty of fat stores. So let me read you guys something real quick. So this is like a breakdown of it real quick. The benefits of the substance. It also goes by Carterine or Endurable is the other name for it. So the benefits are stimulating glucose uptake and insulin sensitivity. This means the body can use glucose as a primary fuel source, and insulin is an important hormone for fat burning, which is kind of contradictory, but it sounds like. But anyway, boosting your energy level so that you can smash the gym and whatever. Reducing recovery time post-training, stripping body fat whilst keeping you lean and without the loss of your hard-earned gains. It is not classed as a stimulant. You won't crash or feel anxious after taking it. And you can stack Carterine with other performance-enhancing drugs. It's stripping body fat from the stores, and this spares carbohydrates, which your body can use as a primary fuel. You see what I'm saying? So it's encouraging the body to burn fat.
Can I explain to you what stimulants are too? Now,
I heard your explanation. Like, but what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is the difference between this though and what the way a stimulant works is that it's causing the body
different pathways and different receptors are being used. But whenever you're taking a substance that increases your energy, it's attacking. It's like it's not gonna work. Like for instance, you could take clenbuterol, okay, and you can take ephedrine. Clenbuterol is not a stimulant, but it will increase your heart rate because it's increasing your metabolism. Whenever you speed your body up and your body is forced to use fat and you're heating your body up, it's entering the system, it's using different pathways, it's using different receptors. But clenbuterol is not a stimulant, but it will increase your heart rate. L-carnitine is not a stimulant either. L-carnitine, when I take L-carnitine, I stopped taking L-carnitine, you know why? Because it made me anxious. So because stimulants, it's called alpha and beta receptors, which are what stimulants use. And, you know, L-carnitine and ginseng and all these other types of drugs like clenbuterol, they still increase your heart rate. They'll still make you anxious. It all depends on the person.
That's actually what I want to respond to is I was actually, because I wasn't familiar with this specific substance, and I was under the same impression as you, but I was I didn't just read what I read you, actually. That was not a very good explanation. I watched some more in-depth stuff on YouTube, which I can't play it for you guys, but I was watched a few of these guys that are very familiar with the substance, and they specifically said that the interesting property of this specific substance, as opposed to everything you're saying, Beeb, is that it doesn't have that same rise in heart rate. It doesn't have the same effect of making you feel jittery or feeling like you're amped up. They all specifically said that the way this one works is it does increase the body to burn fat, but it's more like when you're using energy rather than when you're just sitting there. You know what I'm saying? So when you start to actually move, then instead of going to carbohydrates first, like even if you take something like what you're describing, Beeb, the body will first go to your carbohydrate stores in the form of glucose and glycogen. Instead, the body will bypass that and go to fat instead. And they specifically said that the interesting thing about this product is that you can take this and you can, like, sleep on it. Like, you don't feel any type of what you're describing, and which, again, it sounds very interesting.
It depends because you have to understand one thing. What causes your body to burn fat? Heat. So when you create
that's where you're getting it confused, Beeb. the what you're saying is those things like clen and L-carnitine and all those other things, even like caffeine, they're burning fat, but at the same time they're burning fat while you're just sitting there. The way carnitine works, what I'm saying is it's when your body's in motion that it starts to do that. This isn't like something that you're just like sitting around and it like totally is burning fat the whole time. It's what I'm saying is when you're in an endurance type activity, rather than burning glucose, which is when your body burns glucose, is when you're in that elevated state. This instead tricks the body into burning fat as opposed to glucose, which is the difference. It's not like when you're just sitting there, if you're sweating and you're all amped up and all that. It's different. Yeah. In fact, a lot of these guys, the guys that I was watching, they all said, like, this is amazing stuff. This is like a miracle drug. So, again, it's not surprising that someone like Miller would want
this substance. It's a miracle drug that causes cancer,
because,
by the way.
Yeah, it causes cancer. Yeah, I know. But I'm saying for, you know, for this, but what Miller's getting from it, of course. Yeah. All right, Eric. Hey, thanks, guys.
Go ahead, pop up.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right,
have
man.
Have a great one, guys.
All right, man. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to 760. 760, you're live.
Hey.
760. All right, not there. We'll come back to you if you're on. I think you probably hit a dead spot. Sound like he was driving. 901, you're live.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Mr. DeZone, the dog man. I just want to...
Mr. DeZone, what's happening?
Yes, sir. Mr. DeZone, every day, all day, every day. I don't switch. I pay for the whole year of DeZone. You know, I pay for a whole year of DeZone, and I'm so happy with my decision. It feels like I'm really getting over. You know, sometimes it doesn't feel like it's true, because guess what? I got breaking news for this show right now. I know you probably heard about this, but LeBron James, King James, has signed a deal with DAZN. Yes, sir. LeBron James has signed
a deal. I heard about this,
He signed a deal with DAZN to bring his podcast. It's called Uninterrupted. It's coming to DAZN, and that's a big deal, man, because you got the biggest star in the world. When you talk about just a pure star, who's the biggest athlete in the whole world? It's LeBron James. It's not Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather retired. He's old news. LeBron James is the man. Matter of fact, he's the greatest basketball player of all time. Yeah, he's the biggest star than Michael Jordan, and he's on the zone.
Absolutely.
He's on the zone. He's the GOAT.
And he's from Ohio.
I mean, the GOAT.
Title town, baby.
Yeah, he's... Yes, sir, the GOAT. And he brought a title to Ohio. You know, he brought a championship to Ohio. You know, so this is big news for DAZN. He's going to be breaking down the fight for Canelo versus Daniel Jacobs. He got a whole series, a whole documentary on Canelo versus Jacobs. So this is big. I mean, when you got the biggest star in the world on your platform, it's going to bring plenty of subscribers. So, I mean, we all want Deontay Wilder to come to the zone for the big fight. But, I mean, when you get LeBron James, that's a bigger name. I mean, he has 42 million followers on Instagram, and now he's on the zone. So, I mean, I'm excited about it. And just to touch on the topic, to talk boxing with you brothers, we're talking about Big Baby failing the drug test, and we all know Big Baby – he was on, I think he was a kickboxer. He fought in Glory Kickboxing before. I don't know if you're familiar with Glory Kickboxing.
He was
but
a very good one. Very good very good kickboxer, by the way.
Yeah, he was
very
good. He got beat by Mirko Krokop.
Mirko Krokop.
And he's a legend. Yeah, Krokop beat him. Krokop,
absolutely savage.
Yep, he was. He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. And he beat Big Baby. So, Big Baby, I mean, I'm not a fan of Big Baby. I would say a fan of Big Baby. So, I mean, I don't know what you guys think about him failing his test. I mean, I think Anthony Joshua should just fight. He could fight anybody, really. You know, I mean, Wilder's fighting Brazil. So, I mean, Fury's fighting Schwartz. So every other big heavyweight, they're taking an easy fight. Why shouldn't Anthony Joshua take an easy fight?
No, I think he's going to take I think it's going to be a good fight. I don't think that he's going to take some chump. Like I said, the names being batted around, none of them are really chumps. Louis Ortiz, of course, leading that the leading candidate here. And if Louis Ortiz doesn't take the fight, he's an idiot. Because, like I said, I mean, the guy's 55 years old. This is his last shot at stardom here. So I'll tell you what, man. Yeah, Louis Ortiz, that's not a bad fight. That's not a bad fight at all. Adam Konofsky was on that list. Manuel Char was on the list. Who was the other one? Dillian White, though. I did not see his name on there. But
that's a fight. That's a good fight.
I don't think it's going to be an easy fight. I think it's going to be a competitive fight. I think it's got to be. They got to bring a big name in there for New York. Yeah, I think that's going to be the case, man.
I mean, the Zone, they're putting on the best fights. I mean, this week we got a big fight. You got Derek Chisora. I can't really say his last name. How do you pronounce
Chisora.
His last name?
Chisora.
Yeah, he's going to fight this week.
Yeah, Derek Chisora.
And Lucas Brown. Lucas Brown is also fighting this week. And the following week, we have Regis Prograis. He's fighting on the World Series of Boxing, the World Boxing Super Series on the Zone.
Can't wait for that one.
He's
there's
a lot of big fights. And then you have Daniel Jacobs versus Canelo, the biggest fight of 2019 on the Zone. I mean, when you look at it at a big picture, the Zone is really bringing boxing back to the forefront. And that's why I think LeBron James got a part of the Zone. I mean, it's not a coincidence the biggest star in the world joins the Zone. He must like what they're doing. He must like the new – he must like the movement. He must like what Eddie Hearn is doing.
Yeah,
and,
I think, like I said, man, it'll be good. It'll be good. I love the World Boxing Super Series.
Yeah, and also, I just want to tell you guys, I looked on Devin Haney's his Instagram yesterday. So he had a post 3 days ago where Devin Haney, he said he responded to Teofimo Lopez. Devin Haney, he said, tell Eddie. I'm quoting Devin Haney. He said, tell Eddie we can make it happen now. I'm just going by what the kid said. Devin Haney said, tell Eddie. Therefore, he's with Eddie now. So he's Eddie Hearn and Devin Haney must got a deal going on for him to say that. And this is, I mean, you can look at it. Beeb, you can check it out. You guys can take a good look at it. What Devin Haney said, tell Eddie to make it happen. So Devin Haney's coming to the Zone, man. I just want to break the news. I think I told you guys, we talked about it about a week ago, but I'm bringing it back to the table.
Yeah.
Devin Haney's coming to the Zone. And that's a good look
Very
for this
good,
kid. He's going to get a title shot. And a lot of fighters leaving PBC and a lot of fighters coming to the Zone and getting their biggest paydays. When you look at Daniel Jacobs, he's getting $15 million to fight Canelo. That's on the Zone. That's the biggest payday he ever got. That's bigger than Deontay Wilder ever got, what Daniel Jacobs is getting on the Zone. So, I mean, a lot of people talk bad about the Zone, but the Zone is – they're paying fighters the most money. Eddie Hearn, he's taking care of fighters, you know. So, it's like every other day the Zone is making a new deal. Every day the Zone is signing a new fighter. Every day the Zone is signing somebody like LeBron James. Every day. So, I mean, give credit when credit is due. I mean, we all know ESPN signed Tyson Fury. That's only one free agent they signed. The Zone signed Triple G, Canelo, Demetrius Andrade. The Zone signed, come on, they signed Kevin Farmer. The Zone signed Golden Boy Promotions. The Zone signed all these fighters. I mean, before it's too late, I just want to tell all the fans to come to the Zone and sign a one-year deal with the Zone and get a great fight before it's too late. Because the Zone, they're going to raise the prices like they already raised their prices. They already raised their prices. So it's going to just keep going up and up. People are going to wait until it's $200 a year. And then they go like, damn, I should have got the Zone. Well, I've been had the Zone. I was loyal to the Zone. I paid $100 for a whole year, and it's going to stay like that. and those people who were subscribed to the Zone before, they paid only $9.99, and they're still paying $9.99. Only for these new customers that just want to go back and forth and try to cheat, that's when they pay $20. So, I mean, come on now. The Zone is winning. The Zone got Devin Haney. The Zone got LeBron James. The Zone got Canelo. The Zone got Usyk. The Zone got Triple G. The Zone got all the top fighters. So everybody sign up to the app before it's too late. You know, there's nothing wrong with the Zone. I got the Zone. I'm from America. I'm not from the UK. I watch the Zone every day. I watch the best fighters. I can go back and watch classic fights. I can go back and watch Bernard Hopkins fights. I can go back and watch Roy Jones. I can watch Errol Spence fights on the Zone. I can watch Terrence Crawford fights. No other platform provides that. So until ESPN Plus stop putting on bullshit pay-per-view fights like Amir Khan and Terrence Crawford that nobody's talking about, you know, until then I'm going to just keep watching the Zone and be happy. And you hear me?
Beav, let me jump in here for a second. Beav, let me ask you a question. Do you think that we can get a sponsor from the Zone after this call?
I'm just going to tell you something right now. I'm hiring this guy to work at Beav Industries. He's going to be my new head of PR.
Right?
This guy, he's incredible. I'm going to give him a signing bonus. I'm going to give him a car, and I'm going to give him a company credit card. He's all set to go, this guy. Lois, send him the packet. Send him the packet. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Send him the packet, all right?
You're going to start promoting a reporter like that, all right?
We're going to put you on
the
payroll.
I got you. I got you, but look, I heard you guys
on
the Clarissa Shields.
Okay.
Right. Wait, I got you. I heard y'all
right,
on the Clarissa Shields, though.
All right, man. That's awesome. And you know what I like? He's so, like, passionate about it. I mean, he loves his own, and he's very passionate.
Take a breath in between seconds. You're going to be taking a breath in between seconds.
Yeah.
That's smacking
the back. USC Trojan just said, add a Jenny Sushi lap dance to this package. Did you see the video, completely off topic here, did you see the video the other day? They showed her at a fight. She was at another fight or whatever, and she was, like, all, like, dressed up, you know, like, you know, dressed up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like normal?
Well,
she had a blazer.
She was looking like,
She had, like, a Hillary Clinton pantsuit on, or she had the same outfit on that Jim Lee was?
I'll say this. It was not a Hillary Clinton pantsuit. That's what I'll say. No.
Was it an Adriana Jimenez type outfit?
What was the soprano girl, Adriana? You remember her, Adriana? From The Sopranos,
yeah.
Girlfriend,
and
the outfit she always wore and stuff like that, those outfits, those type of outfits, like that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. Just saying.
So she's back to her old ways again. Basically.
Yes. She looked completely different at the press conference than she did at the fight. We'll put it that way.
Wow.
Yeah, put it that way. All right. Let's see here on Skype. Let's see who we got. We have somebody on Skype, so if you can unmute yourself and tell us who you are.
I am unmuted. Raphael Dawkins, Combat Radio.
Raphael, okay.
Sounds good. How does he sound, everybody?
Yep, hear me?
I can hear you.
Check one, check two.
All right, beautiful. How does
one,
he sound?
Three.
How does he sound, everybody?
Two, three, one.
I think he's starting to break up. Yes, I think he's starting to break up. But go ahead and make your point, and I'll stop you if it starts getting choppy.
Okay. It's just a couple of quick points anyway. The story about AJ in for Ortiz being approached, Ortiz asking for a contract, and then them saying, no, it's okay.
Okay. Let me jump in here because the audience and I'm hearing the same thing, that you're getting choppy, and we're going to have to end the call, unfortunately. We do apologize for that. Real choppy in there.
We'll get this fixed.
Yeah, we'll get it fixed, man. Raphael Dawkins, I do apologize.
All right.
Raphael, I hate that because Raphael Dawkins is always in the chat. and he always brings up good points. We'll fix it. We'll figure it out.
I promise you guys, Veep Industries is on this. We have Eric, head of our technical support team. Okay.
No, that ain't getting fixed on.
We'll fix it. No, we're gonna fix it because I really want to hear from you UK guys. Hopefully we can get the people from Japan. Maybe Lebanon, these old stomping grounds. Well, Lebanese friends. Maybe we can get people from there. We want to get everybody on. We want to get everybody.
Monterrey, Mexico. Maybe we can get people from there. My old stomping grounds. There you go.
We'll work on that too.
Maybe we can get people from Lebanon.
we gotta expand here. I mean, we're paying you overtime hours. We're going into the budget using overtime hours. Let's get this fixed.
This is what I got to go through in the board meetings. With Deeb. All right, he's constantly berating me and yelling at me, telling me to get things fixed. You know, he threw a cup of coffee on me the other day. Hot coffee, too. It was like, you know, scalding hot.
You are the head of technology at Veep Industries. That is not a role that we just give to anybody. You just can't walk in.
Apparently you do. I don't know.
you can't walk in off the street and say, hey, can I get an application for the head of technology over at Veep Industries? Because we will not allow it. We will go through a thorough vetting process to give you that position.
Well, then you need to hire some new people due to your vetting process because that decision to put me in charge of it sucked, all right?
Please.
All right. All right, let's go back to 760 real quick here and see if he's back on. He's up and down. 760, you're live.
Hey, Eric and Beef, can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Hey,
hello?
Hey, what's going on? Is this Emmanuel?
Yes, sir.
Emmanuel, what's up?
How you doing, Emmanuel?
Okay. I'm doing good. So, like, man, this thing really pressed me, man, when Miller tested positive. But is there any way that you, like, hey, you know, I only been in boxing for maybe, like really hard for, like, the last 7-8 years. But prior to that, has there ever been, like, a champion look the other way? I mean, not look the other way, but, like, pardon the dirty user and went ahead and made the fight?
Yeah.
No, it's not up to him. It's not up to him.
Well,
it's just a commission issue. Even if Anthony Joshua went to the commission and said, I don't care what he takes, put him on steroids for all I care. I don't care. I'm going to fight him June 1st. It will not happen.
Remember the Danny Garcia, what's his name there?
It was against a Mexican fighter.
Morales.
Was it Morales? Okay.
Yeah. It was against Morales. Oh. Remember Garcia? And Morales failed the VADA test, but the commission still allow the fight to go on. Who was that? In California, was it?
I don't remember, but I think it's
Eric,
you know,
Eric Morales. Eric Morales and Danny Garcia. Let me go back.
I remember there was another one where he basically went in there and it was a small trace of clenbuterol or whatever, and they chalked where he failed the VADA test, but they
Francisco,
chalked it up to like
Francisco eight. Vargas, Francisco
that was
Vargas,
it.
And
that
Orlando
was it.
Toledo.
And then they let them fight.
Yeah.
Which I disagreed with completely. Listen, why put a test in place if you're not going to use the results?
That's up to the commission what they want to do, yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I don't understand that. You don't put a test in place and you don't fail a test. There's got to be ramifications for it. That's just the bottom line. So, yeah, but at this point, it's not up to Anthony Joshua anymore.
That was in Texas when that happened. Yeah,
and it was never up to Anthony Joshua. It's always up to the commission, and the commission said, you ain't fighting.
Well, I'm sorry, it wasn't in Texas. That was the first one.
California, maybe?
No, it was New York. It was New York, I think. Which fight was it? Was it the rematch or the first fight that Eric Morales was on?
I want to say it was a rematch, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Emmanuel, continue your point.
Okay, yeah, because I was wondering, like, if Anthony Joshua could do it, like, if the commission says, well, if you're willing to do it, we'll let it slide. And I'm not, a lot of people have been saying, oh, but that's awarding the dirty user, or, you know, he needs to be punished and all this stuff. Okay, there is what is called exceptions, you know what I mean? Maybe Anthony Joshua could make an exception because he's breaking, you know, he's breaking into the U.S. market. Actually, you know, American fans are so aren't so fickle, you know, they're not so like on the rules. They just want to see a good fight, you know, just give us a good fight. And I think that he would garner a lot of more attention, and that he would improve his ability to acquire more U.S. fans if he was allowed to kind of like overlook it, because they'd be like, oh man, you know, Anthony Joshua still made the fight. He ain't no chump. He didn't back out like Wilder did on Povetkin, you know, right away. As soon as the first A sample, he just like, nope, not going to do it. And then the B sample came back clean, and he still didn't want to do it. So it was like, to me, it seemed like Wilder was just kind of trying to get out of that Povetkin fight. And the way that Povetkin fought AJ, I don't blame him if you're not of that caliber, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like AJ could really, if he was to, like, Eddie Hearn, Matchroom were to, like, just, you know, take a deep breath and say, you know what, I think we should. You know, I know the probability, but I think AJ whoops Miller's ass, whether he's on PEDS or not, in my opinion. You know, that's just me, just having watched his fights and really break him down and watch Miller the way he fights. I just think AJ beats him regardless. I mean, if it would have been somebody like Klitschko 5 years ago, and, you know, then I would be like, oh, shit, okay, well, maybe that one you wouldn't want to do. But this guy, I don't see him like a big threat or anything. And so I feel like this could be good publicity for him, you know, if he was to somehow be able to still take the fight.
But here's what you're missing. In the he can't fight. I mean, and even in Wilder's situation, the WBC suspended Ortiz. He was suspended, so he couldn't fight. So the fight.
You mean
the
Povetkin?
You
mean the Povetkin fight?
When
Wilder was
going to
fight Povetkin?
Both of them were suspended by the WBC when they failed the test. Because it's part of the clean boxing program. When you sign up for the
program. But he passed the B sample. The B sample came back clean, did it not?
He failed.
In the Povetkin.
Yeah, he failed both tests.
He did. I heard he passed the B.
No, he took three tests. One of the tests came, and the other one of them was positive, and the other three, the other two weren't or whatever. So I think it was four tests or whatever. So if you're in that clean boxing program, the WBC will just suspend you. That's part
of
the program.
Damn, that sucks. Fuck. Damn.
You can't. And then the commission. The New York State Athletic Commission, they wouldn't give Miller a license, so there's it's out of Joshua's hands. You know?
Damn, that sucks. Okay, I heard Manuel Char reached out to Eddie Hearn. Eddie, you know, I heard. I think it was one of those British channels like IFL, like akin to something like that, what he does.
Yeah,
and
there's a short list of about five fighters that reached out.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Char's name was on that list.
I'll tell you one thing. Just get this really in here real quick. If he does fight Ortiz, I don't hate that fight. I think it's a better fight than the Miller fight.
I think so too.
I don't know about that.
That Char fight would be.
Wow, you think Miller would present more of a challenge than Ortiz?
Maybe, yeah. I think
that's
possible.
I can respect that. I disagree with it, but I can respect it.
Well, there you go. All right, Emmanuel, we're going to get running here. We appreciate
then.
It, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, brother.
I like his calls, man. I'm glad he got to get on because we were going for him for a while, and he was on there. You'd see him on the switchboard, then he drops, then he comes in, and you know he's driving and he's hitting like dead spots and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, poor guy.
So, all right, let's talk about the next topic here. Triple G is going to be back in action on June 8th. All right, this is official now. June 8th, he will face Steve Rolls from Canada. You excited?
No.
Wow. Come on.
No, I'm not.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry, but I'm not.
What are you talking about? Steve Rolls, son, he's undefeated. He's from Canada.
Can't help it. I'm not excited. son.
What? Let me ask you a question, Beebe. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You follow boxing, right?
I do.
Have you heard of Steve Rolls?
No.
Never heard of him. I've never heard of him. Davila came out. Davila came out today. I guess Davila, you know, promotes him and said, "Hey, you know, he's not a whipping boy. He's not this. He's not that. He's a good. He's a good fighter. He's undefeated. Blah blah blah." I'm not saying he's going to win, but we do because we know, you know, Triple G is one of the greatest in history. But you know, I don't know, man. I don't know about this fight. Why? What is this? Why would he fight this guy? I mean, and not that, listen, I'm not dumping all over Steve Rolls. Steve Rolls, I'm sure, is a very good fighter, but I don't believe he's ever held a major title. I mean, I can box wreck him real quick, but I'm pretty sure he hasn't held, like, a major title. But I don't get it. Why this guy? And it's going to be at 164.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, here, let me pull them up here. Let's pull them up. Let's see what we're working with here.
Yeah, let's see what we're working with.
Steve Rolls. Oh, Jesus.
That's right. Big.
He's 19-0. Dude. He's 19-0. He won the vacant USB middleweight title. That's something. That's pretty good, right?
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an NABF middleweight title or a USBA middleweight title. He won the vacant NABF junior middleweight title. Son, he's a champion of two different divisions. Two division champion right there.
Thanks, sir.
And you're not excited for this fight.
Sorry.
How dare you?
Thank you, Emmanuel. I tried to muster up enough excitement, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. I dug down deep, but I just couldn't muster it up.
Emmanuel Moreno, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. Kareem in the chat, salute. Rafael Dawkins, of course, salute. USC Trojan Zone, salute. AA Boxing and Blunts, salute. Chakal, salute. Jake Cleary, salute. Manny Gatillo, salute. Gucci Kid, salute. So, and he is 35? He's 35.
It's the guy that he fights is 35?
Yeah. What?
You know,
somebody like to tell me what's going on here.
I'm a little surprised I didn't get the call. USC
yeah, we
Trojan.
Are too. We are too. Yeah, absolutely. We
USC Trojan Zone. Thank you.
Thank you, USC Trojan Zone. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much.
35.
That's crazy, right?
He's 35. Well, Golovkin, I think, is what? What is he, 35 too?
36, isn't he? He's
35. What in the world is he doing? And the guy, listen, he's undefeated. We got it.
We got
he's
it.
He's 19-0, and he's 30. He's 35, 19-0.
We got
at 35,
it.
You're rounding it out, man. I mean, 35? Bro, what are you doing? I don't get this fight. Do you understand this fight? I don't understand it.
Oh, I don't understand it.
You know, listen, man, he's hoping to fight Canelo in September. I'm not 100% sure Canelo's going to go that route, but he's looking to fight Canelo in December, right?
That's what I heard.
Is this the best tune-up you got for you know, Canelo? I mean, you couldn't pick somebody with, you know. I don't know, man.
Listen, I don't know what to say, man. You're asking me to say stuff, but I'm trying. I don't know what to say. I'm befuddled by this.
I mean, we got a show going on. You got to say something, you know. I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, I know nothing about the guy. I don't think anyone else does either, right?
I know that Emmanuel Stewart, from what I read, Emmanuel Stewart liked this kid, and he brought him to the Kronk stable. He liked him so much, he brought him to the Kronk stable. Never really got a chance to work with him because Emmanuel Stewart, of course, passed away from cancer before he got a chance to work with him. How long ago was that, B? That was quite a while ago, right? I mean, 10 years? Was it 10 years ago?
Let me double check that. It was a while ago, yeah. I loved Emmanuel Stewart, too.
I did, too. One of my favorites of all time, man.
I was so sad when he passed away.
Yeah, I was, too. I didn't even really realize he was sick, you know?
You know, I saw him at an event once, and this guy was, like, running because he had to be, like, he was running across, like, the casino because he had to be at his post so he could do his commentary. And he was in his 60s, but this guy was running like he was, like 25. He was flying. When I heard, it's like one of those things. It was just, like, a rare thing that he had, and it's just, like, you know, it's just sad, man.
Yeah. Cool.
He died in 2012. It was only 5 years ago.
Wow, okay.
Excuse me, 7 years ago.
Okay, so 7 years ago, he was brought to the Kronk camp. He's only got 19 fights. He's 35. Listen, this doesn't bode well because it means he's not active. At least he wasn't active. When was his last fight? When was his last fight?
68 years old when he passed away, poor guy.
2018, 2016, 15. Man, he's been fighting every year, guy. But it looks like he's fighting once or twice a year. Yeah, he's fighting once or twice a year. And for a guy at his age, he should have been fighting more. I don't know. Listen, I'm sure he's a decent fighter, but I got to question him being in there against 38-1-1 Golovkin. I don't know, man. That's not good. Not good.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I don't like it. One of the best tweets I read all day. People who accuse Joshua of cheating are Dillian White, Jarrell Big Baby Miller, and Tyson Fury. People who have failed drug tests, Dillian White, Jarrell Miller, and Tyson Fury. Interesting, interesting, interesting. All right. So, guess what I got? Some breaking news. Reed, I've got the breaking news.
Wait, Mayweather?
Yep. I got it. Hot off the press. And let me tell you what, you won't believe what is going on.
What?
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. It perhaps has to do with Manny Pacquiao. It perhaps has to do with him signing a $1 billion with a B, contract with the UFC. Do you want to hear the news?
Yeah.
All right. From Floyd Mayweather himself. I'm going to read this verbatim. The big announcement for today from Floyd Mayweather at a press conference and everything. Here it is. We're building the Mayweather boxing and fitness gyms all over the country. Anyone interested in becoming a franchisee can connect with me, with my team, at MayweatherFit/franchise at Mayweather Boxing Fitness.
That's the big news?
Yeah, is that, like, not big enough? I mean, what are you talking about? Is that big? That's huge. You kidding? He's opening boxing gyms up worldwide. This is going to be, you have no idea, this is going to be like the Cobra Kai of boxing. BB, don't sound pleased.
Is that the big announcement?
Yeah, that's his big announcement.
Okay. Congratulations.
Wow. And I expected a little bit more excitement out of you with some big breaking news like that.
Wow.
He held a press conference. He was holding a press conference. Not a press conference. He held a press conference to announce the announcement. We knew something big was coming. And we just got it. Mayweather gyms, picture this, all across the country. You could own one. Could own a Mayweather gym. Beep. It's amazing, right?
I think I'll stick with my shares in Beep Industries right now. I have enough on my plate.
This is the best ever. TBE. You could work out at his gym instead. That, by proxy, makes you TBE.
By association?
By proxy.
You get the speed bags? Tell me, what do you see when you're looking at me? Whoa, 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 whoa. Because I've been through the pain and the sorrow and all.
USC Trojan Zone. USC Trojan Zone says, we have a... they have a Floyd gym here in L.A., and it sucks. Not a lot of people go to it. Oh, my God. That was this big announcement. I saw people going nuts on Twitter.
Beads Boxing Hype Gyms. How's that?
What's this?
Boxing Hype Gyms, like my shirt.
You're standing up. I can't see you. What are you doing?
Beads Boxing Hype Shirts. Gyms.
Boxing Hype Gyms.
Oh, yeah, boxing light, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't have the same ring as the Mayweather gyms. But, you know. So I saw everybody on Twitter going nuts. You guys know the usual suspects. I saw everybody on Twitter going nuts yesterday. Speculation was that he signed with the UFC. Speculation was he's going to fight Pacquiao again. Speculation, you name it. They were going nuts on it. I knew this was nonsense. I knew from the jump that when he announced it, this was
nonsense. I did.
You knew it. You knew it was coming because that's what we expect from this guy now. I mean, really, that's what we expect from this guy. What else can we possibly expect from this clown?
The guy's retired. You know, he should just be enjoying his retirement, but I guess...
Don't promote your fighters.
I guess he needs attention. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, go promote your fighters, dude. Stop promoting your gyms and all this other nonsense. Go promote your fighters. Do yourself a favor. Do your fighters a favor.
Yeah.
So, man. So that's Floyd Mayweather's, big announcement. Yeah. Gonzalo, we are not doing Skype yet. We have some issues with it, so we do apologize. H Money in the chat. Salute, Emmanuel Moreno. Salute. Manny Gatillo, salute. Jake Cleary, salute. PED, love it, salute. There you go. Rafael Dawkins, of course, salute again. All right, guys. I can't believe you're not excited about that news.
No, I'm not. Because I already knew about it. He already talked about his gyms. He already was saying he was going to do that.
Yeah, I get it, B, but you know what? You could be a franchise owner. This could change your life. And I give you a life-changing opportunity on this very show, and you got nothing to say about it. You're not even excited. I don't think you fully grasp what I've just done for you. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, sorry doesn't cut it, dude. Sorry doesn't cut it.
I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah, I noticed.
I wanted something more.
How dare you? How dare you? That's, you know, you're like a kid who opens something on Christmas, and you look at it, and you're just like, yeah, I was hoping for the BB gun. Boom.
It's like you're getting socks every year. I mean, should be getting better stuff.
You wear better stuff? You wear socks every day.
Thank you, Ohio Runs Boxing.
Ohio Runs Boxing. Floyd is opening up a male strip club for the fighters who he didn't promote that well. Would have been better news than what he just gave us today. That's right.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely right. You guys, go follow Ohio Runs Boxing, his Facebook channel. It's great, man. It's just go follow him on Facebook because he's awesome.
Does he have a YouTube channel, too?
I don't think so. I don't believe he does. He can answer that better than I can, but... His Facebook is awesome. It's funny. It's like the most hilarious stuff you'll ever see. It's great.
Yeah, I love his Facebook stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He's a cool dude, man.
Yeah, he sure is. All right, guys, I think that's going to do it for this edition. It's Wednesday, and everybody sign up for DAZN. He's still in there. He's dog still
it.
In there. Pimping DAZN.
Oh, my God.
He's pimping hard, too, man. It's like...
This guy will get a contract from us, I'm telling you.
100%. 100%. He's going to pimp that heart for us now. Put us on the track. There you go. All right, guys. Keep tuning in because we may have a show. We're probably going to have another show this week at some point, I would imagine. Maybe not.
Are we going to do a post-fight show for the con, Crawford, or have you decided that yet? I don't know if we can still talk about
it. Are you down for it? I'm down for it.
Yeah, I want to do it. I want to.
I'm watching the fight, so, yeah, I'm totally down for that. And I think, I think you guys will like it. So, yeah, I think we'll go ahead and do that, man.
So
look for a post-fight show on Saturday. Now, Sunday is Easter. We will not be with you on Easter, but we will be with you on Easter Monday. All right? So there you go.
Oh, yeah, everyone's excited about it already. Getting the hell yeah on the chat.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Tell me, what do you see when you're looking at me? Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm making a pump right now, man.
Yeah, you were pumped a few minutes ago about Floyd's gym.
I can't really get over that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's cold-blooded, man. You're a cold fish. You know, he does something for you, and you just pee all over it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's right. And I'm going to end it on that note. Because I'm very salty now. Unbelievable. All right, guys, we will catch you soon. So stay tuned.